Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody, and I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, everybody. Also brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. Antlion Audio is another sponsor of us. Keep your headphones, get a mod mic. Today we are going right off the cuff today, people. Behind the ones and twos, we have, of course, Corey Vincent here.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Good to see the numbers, people in chat already popping off. We have a big day, or a big weekend, rather, for esports.
It's yeah, our, crazy. Esports announcements.
There's the Capcom Cup going on right now. We had the World Championship for Rocket League in Amsterdam going on right now. UGC happening in St. Louis right now for Smash. And on top of that, PlayStation X.
Yeah.
Wow.
PlayStation X.
Damn, it feels good to be a gamer. I'll say it right now.
The real David Webb's here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody? What is going on?
He's been helping me fix this computer, but I don't know, man. It feels old.
Well, yeah, because we're running Windows 7.
Well, there, yeah, that's one thing. That is definitely one thing. That is a thing that's going on.
Yeah, that is a thing that is happening.
I'm going to have to log you out of your
it's
Facebook.
It's not even battery powered.
Okay, I see now. So like I said, my computer crashed. These lovely gentlemen have been helping me rebuild it from scratch, basically. I just got the web browser, the Chrome web browser, and it was like locking up on me for some reason.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the foshigi? You remember that little ball? Foshigi?
I remember that.
So now I actually see that it was just loading my favorites and everything up now.
Because right before it started, it was locking up on you. You were like, what the hell?
Web, yeah. I mean, Aaron just lives in this world where it's America and he wants it right now.
He can't just
be patient.
Exactly.
It's a brand new fucking PC. We just like uploaded the hard drive with Windows. It's still like figuring out its identity. It's becoming self-aware
now. It's having self-awareness.
It's becoming sentient as we speak.
There's a lot of freaking... Like, I had all these bookmarks, as you can see.
Yeah, you have a lot of bookmarks, and one of those is probably the reason why it died in the first place.
Probably. I'm going to go ahead and say it's probably this Wikipedia one. Steven Gutierrez is here, everybody. Say what's up, Steven.
What's going on, everybody?
Have you ever had problems with your computer?
No. No, I actually spent a good amount of money on mine to make sure it was all brand new, and no problems yet. So
we'll keep it that way.
Yeah,
because, knock on wood.
Aaron's was kind of like taking Frankenstein and saying,
"With the amount of parts you bought,
your arm is kind of raggedy. Let's go ahead and slap a different arm onto you."
Well, see, the problem with me and PC is
this is a conversation we should not have gone down.
It's just no. I'll make it quick and simple. It just seems like the life cycle of a PC is very fast, and it's just like
technology evolves, man.
Yeah, I know, and I understand that. I definitely understand that. That's why consoles are better. They're also, of course, here week in, week out, everybody.
How dare you?
They sit
Let's
down.
Go back to that, because no, you can't
can
even
we
do that.
Right
what,
that.
What are you talking about?
We said
we weren't going to dwell on this.
What went wrong with your computer?
It just shut off.
What went wrong specifically?
I don't know. The hard drive died.
There you go. So the hard drive died. Where did you get this thing from?
I bought it on the internet.
It's at a thrift store down the street.
Exactly.
Came from New York.
You bought it online, on the line.
Delivered by rats.
From Amazon or something. It was a pre-built thing.
Yeah.
Refurbished.
Yeah, refurbished. It was refurbished.
Pre-built computer.
Not manufacturer refurbished.
I don't know if you want to, okay, whatever.
How much did you initially spend on
about
your computer?
About four something.
Okay, how much did you just spend on parts right now?
About two. Yeah.
I thought you spent about three something.
Mm-mm. No. About two.
And then...
Yeah,
because we were calculating the Windows.
Yeah,
purchase.
Man. Yeah. So I mean, it's a thing. It's a thing that happened, and hopefully this next thing, because I'm only going to use it for video editing now. I don't think I'm going to do any more gaming. Sorry, guys.
Which is funny because that PC that you have right now, right there, as it is twice as strong as a PS4 or an Xbox.
The graphics card.
There you go.
But it costs twice as much as a damn freaking PlayStation.
Yeah, so. Because if you calculate the $400 that it costs right as the base, then the $200...
Okay, hang on. Let's rewind for a second.
Okay.
The problem was the hard drive, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you think that the games and the game data is stored on a console?
On a hard drive, right?
On a hard drive.
Okay. How many?
It's a hard drive.
How many hard drives have I gone through with my PS4?
It doesn't matter. It's still the fact of Goose it can egg. Still die. I've gone through zero hard drives on my PC.
Okay. Let's go back.
Goose egg.
Okay, let's go back again. How many hard drives did I go through on my Xbox 360?
Okay, I've gone through zero hard
drives
on my PC.
Let's even go back again.
Oh my God.
Let's even go back one more time. How many hard drives did I go through on my Sega Genesis?
How many mega blocks?
My
memory cards.
Goose egg.
Point being is a hard drive is a hard drive. It could die.
You tell that to Nintendo and the NES.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Again, the people that are here week in and week out, and they're sitting here like, oh my God, PC is the greatest. The chat room, everybody. Say hello, chat room.
Hi, chat room.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not.
We were supposed
protesting.
To say hi to the chat.
You're protesting?
I'm protesting.
I'm going to be completely honest. I was waiting for them to say hi to us.
You know what? That's real shit. I was like, hey, studio audience. Say something.
Tough crowd tonight. Jeez.
Filmed in front of a live
We got, of course, special cases. Of course, Gaming Says Gaming's in the building. Special cases said he wanted a PC only to get mods on the Fallout 4. I mean, aren't the mods now on the consoles?
Yeah. Basically.
Did PlayStation ever get it?
Even the nudies, right?
I think they did, but
they did, just very recently. I mean, PlayStation is trying to come up in the world. But we'll see how far that gets them because, I mean, they've got big competition out there. The Switch, everybody, I'm talking about. That's going to be gigantic.
The Sacramento PC group, apparently, pretty hard there. I don't know if you've been keeping up with any of those posts.
No, I haven't.
A lot of people excited about that Switch.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people excited. They're talking about throwing LAN parties
Sacramento
with the Switch.
PC and Switch.
Is that going to be a thing? Switch parties?
That's something completely different. That's where you put your keys in the bowl.
No, that's a key party. Everybody knows a key party. Web.
Switch party is where everybody grabs a branch off the tree.
Start whipping.
And then the grandmother comes and just whips
start whipping
everybody.
Tails.
It's a bunch of grandmas.
Yeah. Always capital punishment. So now we're going to do something new. Let's do some banging around the web live.
Banging around the web live.
Very good, guys. Very, very good. It's the same thing as the BOW, or BAW, but the difference is I haven't written anything down now.
The other one was banging on the web.
Yes.
Banging on the web.
That's why my computer was messed up
it's
in the first
place. It's a good
thing
it's not banging next to web.
No.
Then
it would
just
be
awkward.
We tried that once. Polls did not come back favorably for that segment.
So the PlayStation,
details.
Wait, are we being topical? What's the difference? I want to know the difference between banging around the web and banging around the web live.
Oh, I just said.
Oh yeah, we
he
were
has
talking
no
over
notes.
Him.
Yeah, actually,
there's no notes.
So we're ringing.
This
it.
Is live.
So this is like anything goes.
Anything goes, people.
Well, I got a news.
You got one.
I got a news piece.
Okay, what you got?
An American just won the Capcom Cup.
There we go, everybody.
What?
It's about time. Was
breaking
this,
news, like right now,
like just moments before we went live.
Was it the rapper? What's his name?
Parappa.
It was Nero.
No, it wasn't Nairo.
I don't think Nairo's American.
Nairo is.
He
American.
Is American.
Yes. I was thinking Japanese the whole time.
His name isn't American.
Yeah,
I was thinking Japanese.
Who is?
I mean,
who is?
Are
you
if his name about, was Frank, I would understand.
Are you thinking about? Compton guy, Snake Eyes?
No, not Snake Eyes. I'm talking about the real champion of video games, the rapper, the
Fetty Wap.
No, the beat Daigo.
He's talking about
Lupe Fiasco.
Lupe Fiasco. He just won.
Lupe Fiasco did not win. Actually, come to think of it, he didn't qualify.
Yeah.
Okay. He qualified enough to have Bill Murray.
He was number one at one point, actually, because that was like the first official match of Street Fighter V. So at one point, he was number one in the world.
There it is. I told you.
But that ended very quickly, and he did not qualify. Neither did Snake Eyes. He wasn't even in the Capcom Cup.
What's going on, Snake Eyes?
Actually, and then yesterday I was following the first round, and it was just a bracket busting event altogether. Infiltration went out immediately. Who else went out?
Doodang. What about him?
Doodang did very well.
Okay.
Top eight. That's where he stopped. But it was crazy. Momochi knocked out super early. Taquito. All like the ones who you'd expect to be in the finals just out super early.
That's crazy.
And an American won. So it was just a complete upside down Capcom
Cup.
Who's
American?
Liquid Knuckle Doo.
Wait. Hold on.
Wait. Say that one more time.
Hold it. Yeah.
Well, he's I think the Liquid because he's Team Liquid and then Knuckle Doo.
That's disgusting.
Like do is in D E.
No, just D U.
Like there's some shit on your hand.
Like
oh, that's just do.
Some doo doo on your hand.
Do
knuckle doo doo.
I'm thinking like knuckle children.
Oh, that's knuckle doo.
Is that why he's called?
Oh, liquid knuckle doo.
That's right doodang.
Is there like doodang. A yeah. Is there like a random name generator for these people?
Yeah,
right?
It's called the esports name generator. This you take the first name the and worst. It pairs up. With a kind of
that's
pie.
That's exactly what it is.
And then the second initial of your third name.
It's like, all right, take your kindergarten teacher's last name. Divide it by seven.
Wow. At the street doesn't that you grew
sense.
Up on.
So Doodang, he won the cup.
He won.
And he gets how much money?
I don't know what the grand prize was. It was a lot of money. Like, this is the one that everyone's been working for all year. Like, they've been doing qualifiers all across the world.
Doodang.
And you get Ooh, points, dang. And then the people who have enough points all come together for the Capcom Cup, and this is it. And he's the champion. They aired it on ESPN2.
What?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Not ESPN3?
We got upgraded Ocho? This year. Upgraded this year.
Nice.
ESPN Ocho.
Other esports Ocho. News. Rocket League team doing good in Amsterdam. They actually, first round, they did lose.
What Rocket League team? You didn't say what Rocket League team.
NRG.
There you go. There's you got to let the people
one.
Know.
There's only one. If you listen to the show, you're a fan of NRG.
Like, hey, but what if they're new to the show?
Then they know
now. They're fans.
Yeah, if you don't know, now you know.
There you go.
What if it's like a professional player on another team that likes the show?
Doesn't matter. They're fans of
Stop
anything.
Stop listening.
Like, how does that? Wow.
No.
He can listen.
You can listen.
Sons of Anarchy.
But you're fans of NRG.
But Rocket League team lost the first round, got sent to losers brackets, and then they did win to stay afloat. So they are going to be playing out the rest of the tournament tomorrow. And then on top of that, Nairo just won the Smash doubles for Wii U at the UGC going on right now in St. Louis. So congratulations to Nairo.
Well, you said he's like a different level, right?
Watching him is just so fun. Like, he has a very unique style. Like, I really... Before I got this job, followed Street Fighter V the most. And Infiltration was my favorite because when you watch Infiltration in a tournament, you never know what character he's going to choose because mm-hmm. he's good with just about everybody. And everyone else, you know who they're going to pick. Every single time, they're going to choose the same character over and over and over again. But Infiltration's a mixed bag. You don't know what's going to happen. Nairo's kind of the same way. He has his main, but he can win... very, very high-level contests with almost any character on the roster.
Okay. I mean, that's just a good trait.
Makes him fun to watch, and he's super aggressive. Like, he's way more aggressive than the average player, just diving off of the map to, you know, see it get finishes early. It's watching him is just night and day different compared to the rest of the people. I'm looking forward. He's still in it for the singles, which is going to go on most of the day tomorrow. So, yeah, that's what's going on in the esports world right now.
Let's address some of this in the chat room. I barely ever get to see the chat room, and they're being very vocal about certain things. We got Special Cases saying, "I can't believe esports is a thing." It is, man. It is.
Yeah, just like video gaming.
Yeah,
is a thing.
Yeah, and
Twitch.
They're saying that they don't really care about it or uninterested in it, but. But, like, why? Like, what about it is uninteresting to you?
GSG says esports is retarded, man. It's not a real sport.
Nobody said it was a real, like...
It's a real esport.
Yeah. You're not comparing...
It's not really
like
a sport.
Comparing it to, like, football.
Yeah, so...
It's professional...
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. You can't compare it to other things and say, well, that doesn't stack up.
It's like, no handball, I mean.
That's like looking at an apple and going, I don't know, that's no orange.
Handball is a real sport, Aaron.
No, it's
How
not.
How dare you? They made
no,
a game about it.
No, it's not.
Confirmed real.
They made a game about
it. I think people that are outside of esports don't see the value of it. I mean,
it's the same thing that people, bowling is a sport.
Well, see, here's the thing. I have a coworker who he does not watch sports, basketball, football, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I don't either.
He says, but no, not because he doesn't join. You still have a favorite team. You like the 49ers and stuff like that, and you know,
that's
your own fault. But you know,
you like the Cowboys.
He's
the worst team in America.
America's team, sir.
No, it's not.
And we're number one.
Said a bunch of Nazis.
So anyway,
confirmed.
Anyway, he doesn't.
Nobody likes Texas.
He doesn't watch sports at all because he feels like it's useless. It's unnecessary. There's no purpose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it was out of the world, then it's like
right. So it's kind of the same thing. I'm thinking, you know, it's kind of to each their own with everybody. There are people in the world that think that's useless. There's people in the world that think TV is useless.
That's true.
You know, it's a lot of different things. Like if they were all gone off the planet type of thing, it's not necessary for our survival.
We'd be bored.
Yeah, we'd be more bored and it'd just be a mundane life or whatever. But I think the reason why I like esports is because it's just another facet of the overall grand picture of gaming. You know, you have your casual gamers that like to play, you know, casually every once in a while and stuff like that. You have your hardcore gamers that like to get online week in and week out and play, you know, crazy. And then you have your pro gamers that get on and they actually take it to a different science.
Another level.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
actually
put
down.
Like when you look at a Street Fighter pro gamer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to like, you know, they know hitboxes and
that's
times
a,
and stuff
science.
Like that.
They
that's
know
a
the
science.
Ins and outs.
Yeah. That's taking it to
they know
a
the
whole,
amount of frames it takes.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think that something that you don't really think about, they're applying these scientific methods to it and stuff like that.
I use games to get me out of reality.
Exactly.
That's all I use it for.
I don't know. I think some people get hung up on the sports word.
Yeah,
you know,
I think maybe.
Like, is it a sport? You know, because they're not physically doing anything. Regardless whether you want to call it sport or game or whatever, it doesn't really matter. What I like to personally see, and a lot of people out there in general, we like to see the best compete. In whatever it is. That's why the Olympics, people don't give a shit about curling. You know, no one's like, hey, let's go try curling this week.
Canadians do.
Well, here's the thing,
no,
too.
Not even them.
GSG, he says, okay, here's the thing, Aaron. Kids who played football in high school enjoy watching football, while there's a group of gamers who do not enjoy watching esports. That's just their thing, then. I played, you know, soccer and stuff like that, but I'm not about to go and play in the major leagues. That wasn't my dream or aspiration. But I love watching it.
Okay.
I love playing the game. Okay, that doesn't mean that, you know, there shouldn't be a major league sport because I don't want to go and play in it.
I think probably closer to what he's saying, like, for me, I like playing soccer.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go and sit and watch soccer.
And that's the other thing with them, yeah. It's not for everybody.
Right.
Like sports isn't for everybody.
I like to play video games. I don't like watching people play video games.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I don't like to watch streamers. Like, I don't just sit there and watch Joe Blow sitting there playing Overwatch all day. But if it's a pro who's really good and it's a game that I'm interested in and I want to get better at, I'll watch them. Or that's one of the major reasons I watch the esports for the games I like is because you see the strats and then you apply that to your own game and get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The live competitions, like seeing tournaments live is better though.
Yeah, when you're there, you mean?
Yeah, because I can get into it then, just like sports.
Right.
I can get into it when I'm there in the arena and I'm watching it go down, like exciting. Like baseball. I've never watched that on TV.
No.
Not even the World Series. I don't care.
Oh, that's not a sport either.
But when I'm at a baseball game, I'm into it. I'm like, all right,
Well, it's a different experience.
Who's running?
When you're at
who's
the game.
Running?
Yeah.
It's still the same thing.
It's just the experience of being there live with the excitement and the crowd
was
and
it,
everything.
Was
like
it GSG who brought this up?
Yes.
GSG special cases. Yeah. Oh. Well, move on.
Now GSG needs to watch more esports so he doesn't get bodied in Street Fighter like he did last time we played.
Damn.
Wow.
Or Overwatch. Bring it.
We'll move on. Manny's guy was wondering why I'm wearing sunglasses.
It's because he's blind.
And it looks like it's nighttime because everybody's so bright in here, man.
And he's blind.
But makes it seem like
he can't see.
There's no windows in here.
He was born without eyes.
I'm thinking he's probably time zone. I don't know.
Oh, that could be.
PlayStation Experience went down today, of course, everybody. And Sony came out and said, you know what? We got video games. And we're going to
drop that
right on you.
Right on your head.
First big one, we've been kind of, what, two episodes already up into this talking about? Marvel versus Capcom.
Capcom?
Now we got,
CapCon, yeah, it's
that's their convention.
It's
a little bit.
If they don't have that convention, it needs to exist now.
So they dropped Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite on us. They had a small trailer, which was CG based, where it showed Ryu and Mega Man versus Captain Marvel and Iron Man. And
already
Ryu,
dropping secrets with the Captain Marvel.
MC Ryu had a Infinity Stone in his hand. Craziness. Right, and then like seconds before the show, we were just talking about this though. Yeah, we were just talking about this, right, Corey? How, what, in what universe is Ryu going to fight against Captain Marvel and hold its own?
I'm just saying that sure you can,
but when you get an Infinity Stone in his hand, you get an Infinity Stone in his hand, and boom,
a punch to the nuts still hurts anybody.
Well, she has no nuts.
Well, then there's a problem. That's why he had to use Infinity Stone.
So they dropped that. The crowd goes crazy. Actually, the first time I saw the trailer, it was a crowd reaction one. Did you hear that one, Corey?
No.
Yeah, it was one of those, oh. And then they see Mega Man walk out on the screen. Oh! A collective orgasm of
was
the group.
Was that actual live audience at PSX?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I want to hear that because I did miss it live. I had to watch it like a couple minutes after the fact, but I, out of all the things going on at PSX, I heard more grumblings and rumors and hype and excitement for a potential Marvel versus Capcom announcement than any other game.
Which was it? You said you heard more rumblings about what?
Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh.
It's the only game everyone was talking about leading up to. And there was such a will they, won't they type of situation, remember?
Ross and Rachel.
We had someone make...
Ross and Rachel.
So Ross and Rachel.
They, you know, someone came out with that 4, which did turn out to be phony because it's not Marvel versus Capcom 4.
True.
Yeah. It's Marvel versus Capcom Infinite.
Infinity.
So, I don't know. Well, I think...
Does that mean this is the last one? It's just going to go on forever.
Oh, yeah. They're just going to do updates from now on. That's it. That's all it is. Yeah.
Just add characters.
Yeah. Just as much as Call of Duty Infinite Warfare is going to be the last Call of Duty.
Well, we just got a trailer before we even started the show that showed actual gameplay of it as well.
Oh, yeah. That was a surprise.
And I think they may have just shown it or something like that because I cannot find it anywhere online anymore. But it basically confirmed Infinity Stones in the game.
Yeah. Because you had Ryu with the
like the power stone and then she had the time stone or something like that. Yeah. So I don't know what mechanics that's going to play into the actual gameplay.
Is it going to be like a gem system like they did?
Like power gems?
Yeah.
Or was that the name of the game? What was it called? Capital Fight District. It was a gym fight. Yeah, Gem Fighters.
Gem Fighter?
Yeah, he's in the chat right now. Did you guys see the gameplay video? We just saw it like a second before we went live. Yeah, so... We have no more information besides that. If I can find the trailer, I'd go back and, you know, do a quick look, but it's freaking ridiculous.
One thing that it confirms, though, is that, like we kind of discussed before, they're going to put a lot of influence on the Marvel characters from the cinematic universe.
Yeah.
And using the Infinity Stones only means that they're piggybacking off of the main storyline going on in the cinematic universe. Choosing to use... you know, Iron Man and Captain Marvel instead of, you know, let's say Wolverine or Deadpool or, you know, a more traditional character, and they're making a Captain Marvel movie. So it's all very strategic. It's very Disney.
It's all very game money.
How do you feel about it not being sprites, Aaron?
Oh, I can't even comment on that. But I knew they weren't going to go backwards. That was definitely wishful thinking, if anything. Whatever. There are people, you know, fish going to swim, you know, birds going to fly.
I feel like it's going to be very one-sided, though, because I don't... Like, Marvel has so many characters, and Capcom, they have a lot of games, but I don't see any characters that would like them to put into it, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe they make some new ones, like they did with Marvel vs. Capcom 2. The cactus guy?
I thought that was from
I think there was two characters and Capital Fight District, he's in the chat room, he can confirm because he'll probably know more than I thought there were two characters that were made up for that game. I wanted to say it was Ruby Red or Ruby Rose, whatever, the pirate chick, and the cactus guy.
I thought those had a game.
Capital Fight District says sprites are dead. 3D models are easier to use. Yeah, I know. It's difficult to do the sprites. But to me, they always looked cooler.
Cactus Dude and Ruby Heart.
Yeah, see? Hmm. Boom. Capital. I told you.
Well, then bring them back.
Yeah, those were two made-up characters.
I mean, I wrecked some. I forgot who it was.
Wrecked somebody with the
Cactus Dude.
I think also, too, is you're not going to see. Marvel has a lot of properties, but you're not going to see all of them. Because it's going to limit to the.
You have the potential to put.
It's going to limit to the
vast amount of people in there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, did anybody suspect Taskmaster or something in the last one?
No, that one was out of left field.
Who the hell is that?
You know, I want to see some, if we're going to talk about roster, I want to see some oldies come back that didn't make it to the last one. I want to see Captain Commando. Big time. Needs to make a return. Hands down needs to make a return. Let's see Iceman. No chip damage. Huh?
Hmm.
Huh? Let's get some cheating back in there. That's right. Who else did I use? They pretty much had my other roster. Did they have Cable? No, they didn't have Cable in 3, did they?
No.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring back some Cable. Let's bring back some Cable.
They did have MODOK, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Who do you want to see, chat room? Who do you want to see in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinity Wars? That's right. I'm calling it that.
Which Marvel vs. Infinity. Okay.
And then at the end of the trailer, who was that? Was that Thanos or was that...
don't they add...
Like, Ultron?
It was Banos. It was on the Capcom side.
Don't they add like a character who's not from either world and kind of make them?
Well, yeah, they
them
do. As the main bad guy.
Yeah, maybe two of them will fuse. Maybe Thanos will fuse with Akuma or something.
Because it kind of looked like Thanos, and then there were like another pair of eyes.
Akunos.
Yeah, in his chest or something
like
that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Razor 916 says Gambit needs to come back. Gambit was pretty good. Special Cases says Groot.
I feel like Gambit's
or
so
Star-Lord.
I bet Groot and Star-Lord would.
Did you play with Gambit?
I think Gambit's so 90s.
But did you play with him in the game?
Yeah.
He was good.
Low sweep, low sweep, low
sweep. Exactly.
Yeah, no, he had like, you know, a spamming easy move to use. But, I mean, overall, as a character, I feel like Gambit's just dated. I don't really care about him anymore. I think I put him in the same category as I put the Tasmanian Devil.
What the hell?
Like, the Tasmanian Devil just screams 90s to me. If you have anything that has, if you have like an uncle with a Tasmanian Devil tattoo, you know, who got it during the 90s, like, that makes sense. And people who like Gambit, he's just irrelevant. Nobody cares about Gambit anymore. Move on. Pick a new character.
Capital Fight District says he thinks it's Sigma from X. I guess he's talking about the main villain or whatever, or the guy that showed the end. And then he says no Fox Marvel characters in the new MVC.
Right, so we're not going to see Deadpool, X-Men.
So we're not going to see X-Men related ones, huh?
We're not going to see...
Why is that, though? I don't understand.
Can they make an exception for Wolverine, though? I mean,
no.
What changed from one to another? Because 3, it was still owned by Fox, and they still had all the Marvel characters from X-Men.
When did 3 come out?
The licensing, maybe?
Yeah, but
probably ran out.
That didn't change.
When did 3 come out?
It came out way after the movies.
Because he's still Wolverine's still a Marvel comic book.
Property, right?
And I think Wolverine's just off. Fox only owns the cinematic rights to the whole X-Men.
Well, DC so
has got to be
DC. Marvel has recently changed strategy because, I mean, Disney's owned it since 2009, which is actually a pretty long time when you think about it. And it was only till like the last year or two they stopped publishing like Fantastic Four. And they kind of said no new X-Men storylines.
Until recently.
Because they're trying to, I don't know, take steam away maybe from the movies.
Yeah.
Disconnect from those characters so that people aren't as hyped about them anymore.
It makes sense because their movies are still like nowhere close to the actual comic book storylines.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Marvel's pretty... different on some, like Civil War is completely different.
Right. Well, they go base a lot of influence from the Ultimate Universe, I think, in their stuff. But to you and I, and probably, you know, a lot of people in chat room, they can see the difference between the X-Men movies and the X-Men comic books. But to the average person, they're not going to know. Hmm. And so Marvel is just kind of like, you know what? We don't want to like put into that. You know, we don't want to add to it. We want to differentiate ourselves.
Don't add fuel to that fire.
Gondo's in chat. He said that they basically killed off Reed and Sue from the Fantastic Four in the comics.
Yeah, last
they put
I
them
heard,
as I thought they were just going around the galaxy. Well, I mean, yeah, basically killed them off, but yeah, they're going around the galaxy creating new
great. Yeah, the whole Reed family.
Yeah,
they're all
creating new galaxies.
They're creating new galaxies.
Yeah,
new
they are
universes.
Oh, with their son.
Yes.
Yeah, because it was after the incursions happened.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we'd write them off. Send them into the sunset.
Well, I mean, then they're not dead, so they don't have to come up with a crazy story if they ever want to bring them back.
Yeah.
But they're not in the continuity anymore. They're just...
Okay. Right.
So, other things that got dropped, of course, we got The Last of Us 2 that hit.
I think I heard you listening to or watching that trailer. Is that right?
Yeah.
What'd you think? Cinematic-wise, that was brilliant.
Yeah, but... I really do need to play part one.
You do.
Yeah. I really do need to play part one. Only because I didn't get the emotional connection that I'm guessing. And again, when I first saw the trailer, it was one of those live audience ones. So you hear the audience get excited when they see the faces of the characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get that because I didn't play the first one. So
and you should. It is definitely a game worthy of playing.
It's on the probably on the cheap now, so I'll pick it up.
I think it's $20.
Oh yeah, definitely. So are you excited for this one then, Steven? Did you beat the first one?
I did not, actually. I got to rebuy it for the PlayStation 4. Okay. I got a little over the halfway, and then I let somebody borrow it and never got it back. And tragedy.
Anybody else beat that in here? Nobody?
No, I haven't played it yet. I'm in the same boat as you.
Well, I guess
maybe when it comes in on PC, I'll play it.
Terrible. Ni No Kuni 2, of course. If you liked Ni No Kuni 1, you get into part 2.
I think that game actually got approved for a sequel before the first one came out. Or right when it dropped. Because it was like a cult.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a little anime-inspired thing. I don't know too much about this one. I'm pretty sure there is definitely a fan base out there. I mean, they wouldn't drop it if there wasn't. Other games, of course, you got... Knack 2, right? Nobody's excited for Knack 2?
Suck my knacks.
No.
All right, whatever. You get the HD remaster of the old Crash Bandersnoot.
This is awesome.
Why do you want that so bad?
Because it was such a fun game.
Yeah, debatable.
Did you even play it?
Yeah, I did. Actually, that's one of the games that I played a lot of.
It's like one of the better platformers that came out.
I just didn't. I didn't. You know, because there's a lot of levels where you're just going straight backwards or coming down straight towards the camera, right? But there were sides. Side, oh, no, I know side, there were yeah. sides, but I remember as a kid always feeling like I hate doing the straight coming the straight at coming the camera. Down. I hate that, hands down, because you can't see the obstacles coming at you.
You gotta be quick.
Yeah,
gotta be quick.
I don't know. It just didn't. I was on the Mario 64 hype train back then, so.
Oh, you wanted 3D open.
Oh,
world
I wanted a full blown open world.
Yeah. Well, you're a Nazi, so I mean,
that's terrible.
Aren't they also remastering the original Parappa the Rapper?
You know, I saw that.
I think I saw that one too.
Did that get confirmed? I thought that was like a cinematic confirmation. No retraction.
Yeah. See, we got a little retraction here, guys. Sorry.
Aaron, why do you keep giving us stories to retract?
No Parappa the Rapper. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, they came out with the trailer and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're bringing it back. That was a weird-ass game. I think that is one.
It was a rhythm game.
Yeah, it was just a rhythm game. Rhythm-based. So that's why it was weird to him. He's a white guy, no rhythm. I mean.
Damn.
I swear to God, you picked the wrong fight with the wrong white boy because you take me in on any rhythmic instrument, I will destroy your face.
It wasn't an instrument game,
though. I will slap your face.
It wasn't an instrument game.
You said
game.
Rhythm. Anything with rhythm, I will beat you, Aaron.
Wow.
I am laying down the gauntlet.
Looks like we're pulling out the Just Dance.
Congas, cajon, drum set, anything. We could tap on this table. I will beat the shit out of
tap
you.
Tap on the table right now. Tap on.
Beatbox.
Regardless of race.
Wow.
Beatbox. I, like
I will win.
What about beatboxing?
Beatboxing, yeah, I'll still beat him.
Okay. All right, let's
Damn.
Do it. Right now, let's pause
on
this segment.
We are definitely not doing that. That is
so
something.
When we hit
no.
the 1500 mark,
no, I want to hear.
There will be a beatboxing.
I want to hear.
No, I already hear enough of your subconscious beatboxing whenever you just do it.
Web beatbox is enough for everybody.
Yep. Exactly.
He does.
The beatbox champion.
No
right
one
now.
Needs to do that.
So, not that it was. I just mean the game was weird. Like your karate master was an onion head guy.
Oh yeah, it was out there. Yeah. The ideas were out there. Yeah,
the characters. I mean, were just bizarre.
The character was like a
and the lyrics
dog thing.
kick, punch. It's all in the mind. Like, it's just so weird. It was,
do you not remember it?
I do. It was beautiful music. That's why I'm excited for the remaster. I think I'll get it just because I want to re-experience how batshit it was.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be no more than like $20.
I would pay 20. Yeah,
20.
Because it's only the solid game, just the first one, right?
It's gonna be 30.
I didn't say anything about number two or whatever.
We don't talk about number two, anyways.
It doesn't matter. Crash Bandicoot, you get 3 games.
Yeah, those are the only ones we're playing though. Crash one,
3 games.
What were the other ones?
Crash 2 and I think Crash 3.
Was it?
And then 4 was like Warped.
It wasn't like Dr. Ned's Revenge or something like
that. Dr. Ned's Revenge?
What was the name? Dr. Cortex.
Yeah. There you go. Didn't Cortex have his own game?
There was one where they were chained together.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Dr. Ned is from Borderlands.
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking of.
Yeah. I was thinking of Borderlands.
No. Dr. Nick.
Dr. Nick.
Let's see what else came out during PSX. Let's see. Let It Die is released December 3rd.
I have no idea about that.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the trailer on that one either.
Do we see anything on Days Gone?
I didn't see any news on Days Gone either. No.
That was the one, the zombie one, right? Okay, because I just remembered.
Sense of Anarchy meets Walking Dead. Yeah. I saw you can now pre-order Horizon.
They didn't have a release date for that? I thought that was like coming out like tomorrow.
That
looks good, though. I do want to play that.
Let It Die was the one from the Grasshopper Studios, Suda51's thing or whatever. Yeah, because he makes them. He makes them outside like crazy games, but I like his. He's the one that did No More Heroes.
He did Lollipop Chainsaw.
He did Killer 7.
He did.
He does good stuff, but they're like really abstract and out there.
Shadow Damned or Shadow something? It was him and somebody else. I think the Resident Evil 7 or Resident Evil guy. They both did that one, if I'm not mistaken. Probably are.
Did they show any Last Guardian stuff?
I just been getting spammed by that new trailer.
I haven't even seen the new trailer.
Calling for his dog or whatever that thing is.
Oh, on the bridge?
Yeah,
he's running from the jumps. Soldiers. Yeah,
that's it. Everything on YouTube spammed it.
GSG says Last Guardian has a trophy for completing the game in 5 hours. I feel like that's disqualifies it as a Game of the Year contender now. Would you disqualify it just because it's 5 hours?
No.
I think we've had this discussion before about length, right?
It's an achievement for doing it in 5 hours. That doesn't mean the whole game is actually 5 hours.
Well, because you can honestly beat Fallout, was it Fallout 3 or Vegas in 2 hours or something like that, right?
Yeah, those games are very... And then you can beat...
it's not accounting for side campaigns or...
Or collectibles.
Collectibles, replayability, things like that.
You can beat the Far Cry game, what, in 15 minutes?
10 seconds.
Yeah, like it's...
Or, yeah, I was like 10
minutes. Oh, if you don't move.
Yeah, if you don't move, yeah.
Which I did.
Yeah.
I did. Streamed it live.
Return the game.
Speed run, that's what I called it.
So I wouldn't say the time is. That's definitely another one that...
It's something you got to consider, but 5 hours is fine for a campaign.
No.
And then it's just it's an achievement, though. That's the thing you're rushing for.
Is it supposed to be like an open world RPG madness
thing? I don't know anything about this game because it's been announced like 10 years ago, and then they changed it like 400 times.
They have.
So, I mean...
Not really changed it, but just like... They don't show anything.
They redeveloped it. Yeah,
they don't keep showing anything.
Gaming Since Gaming has a good point, though. He did make a retort that says if you can beat a game that's been anticipated for 6+ years and 5 hours, that's frustrating. Frustrating is fine.
Yeah.
That's when you vote with your dollars, people.
Yeah. Because this game has been in development for a long time. But, you know, like Steven was saying, collectibles or side missions, you know, if you can just speed through a campaign in 5 hours, I think that's adequate. But then if you take it slow and go through its paces, it should easily be able to turn into...
So what if it wasn't a thing where you speed through it? What if it was this achievement is more of a challenge? Like, right, I bet you can't beat it in 5 hours.
That's what I'm thinking it is. I don't think that...
Because then that would be different. That would be more of a...
Speed run type of achievement?
Yeah, like there's no way. Like this boss alone takes an hour.
I don't see you fighting many bosses in this game.
I don't see you really...
I feel like it's just go point A to point B.
It's a puzzler.
Like a puzzler. Yeah,
I think it's a platform puzzler. And then just how you interact with that giant bird dog.
Because think about it. Shadow of the Colossus was all boss fights. I never awesome. Played Ico, but I mean,
Ico.
I'm not sure if that was.
That was the reason why I only played a little of Ico, but it.
What was it? Was there combat in that?
There's combat in there. You're a little kid with a stick type of thing.
With the Switch.
Well, I mean, the thing I didn't like about it is because I hate escort missions, and a lot of it was there. I mean, there was parts where it wasn't, but there was a lot of it that you have to. You know,
see, now the giant bird dog's gonna escort you everywhere.
Yeah, and I can't stand escort missions because the AI is never that smart.
No, yeah, you're gonna jump with the bird and miss the tail on every freaking bridge.
Yeah, so I'll pass on there. I didn't get to see this other trailer for Death Stranding, the Norman.
Still makes no sense.
Hidea and Norman.
Guy Davis. With the baby and still inside of the embryonic sac,
but see, this is the thing that I don't understand. Why is everybody automatically on it? Like, oh, day one, I'm buying this. I gotta buy this game. It's Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, that's why.
But like,
there's a lot of hype on it.
Yeah, that's not enough anymore. Like,
you tell that to everybody who bought No Man's Sky day one.
That's sad. That's sad. I need to see this new trailer with what's his name in it? Guillermo del Toro.
Is that who it was supposed
to be? Yeah, okay. I don't know if that's actually him, but...
It's him, and then there's a... I think his name's like Mad Michelson, or the Doctor Strange guy.
Yeah, the Doctor Strange bad guy is in it too, right?
Yeah, his eyes are still all fucked up.
Terrible.
We have a couple messages from the Facebook, go figure, from Tracy Jorgensen.
Hey, Tracy Jorgensen. Jorgensen.
She says, what about the new Bulletstorm?
Oh, so the remastered Bulletstorm, right?
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. We just saw this right before we went on.
So much flack for this game. I actually enjoyed it.
Bulletstorm was one of those games that came out and it didn't it didn't get enough attention that I think it should have because it was an actual solid game.
It was solid.
Yeah.
But it came out because only people it had like one of those demos attached to it, I believe.
Oh yeah, oh my god, what's the stupid game that's coming out with a third one now? Where you're the cop and the third one, this latest one, everything is fully destructible online and the cities stay destroyed.
You're a cop.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's an Xbox.
Crackdown.
Oh.
Remember when Crackdown came out and it only sold because it came with of the Halo?
Yeah. Bulletstorm was the same thing. I think was it Gears?
Oh.
It was like a Gears 3 game or a demo. But I really enjoyed Bulletstorm because it was like arcadey.
Yeah.
Know, all these people rack up all these points.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
You see all these different ways to kill people and it was just fun.
Yeah.
And the story to me wasn't that bad. And it left it on a cliffhanger, so I'm hoping there would be a number two. But
this is a number two,
remastered.
Right?
It's just a remastered. But if you haven't played it, I'd say play it.
Yeah, I mean, I would play it, but how much? Fun. How much are we talking, people?
That's true.
How much are we talking? What's the price?
Remastered, they're going to put you back at $59.
Remastered? Corey, what's the most you're paying for a remastered? Go.
I can't see more paying more.
I'm talking about any game. Any game.
Yeah, $30.
30 games. Steven, most you're paying for remastered?
To be honest, it's probably going to be $59.99 because Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but how much would you pay? I'm saying how much are you paying for any game? It doesn't matter what it is. Any game, how much are you paying for a remastered version of something?
It'd probably be $60.
You're going to pay full price for a remastered game.
You know how they're doing the Final Fantasy.
I'm saying Steven Gutierrez gets to choose the price of a remastered video game. How much are you paying?
I've already done that.
You're paying $50.
I've done that with Kingdom Hearts.
So you don't have a problem paying
$60. And I'll probably do it again with Kingdom
Hearts.
Oh, my Hearts.
God.
So that's not a problem for you.
Is
okay
it a problem?
It.
No, it's a problem.
No, but you're okay
and
with
I
it.
Acknowledge that I have a problem.
Terrible.
But are you okay with it?
I'm not okay. It's $60.
So then if you
choose,
had a magical
but
genie.
But I've done it.
Oh, right, whatever.
That's what I'm
David
saying.
Webb. David Webb. How
really
much are you
grasping
paying?
Grasping at straws when you say, if you had a magical genie.
Really? I'm trying to give him the option.
He's trying to give you an out, man.
I would still pay $30. No, I'd pay $20 to $30.
There you go.
I mean, $20. Yeah,
that's what you wanted to hear.
That's just the logic.
That's
no.
Logic.
I want to pay a dollar for everything.
Okay, then you say a damn
dollar.
No,
but no, that doesn't. But I, what I'm saying is,
I know what you've done. I know what you've done.
You have bought a remastered game for $60. Yes. That's not the question. The question is, if you
I'm still tormented by it, though. You don't understand.
That's apparent. That's you're having some sort of weird.
It keeps
reaction.
Me up at night.
It does.
I wake up $59.99.
Oh yeah, I was surprised when I saw that Skyrim, the remastered Skyrim, was $60.
Ain't no way.
I'm like, what?
Ain't no way I'm paying for that full price again for a graphical bump.
But people did.
I could see 40 for that game.
I would if they had to really go through and rework the entire system.
Which they did.
For Skyrim?
Didn't they have to redo the graphics
it's
and everything?
The same damn game. No, I mean like to give it a full
So it feels different, upgrade. Right?
Like if they would have gone and taken Oblivion and put it on Skyrim engine.
I see what you're saying.
Something like that. Yeah. I would totally understand that that's basically rebuilding a game. So giving it a whole new engine is a little different than just making it a little prettier.
Yeah, I can't co-sign
that's
on that.
That's why I'm willing to buy Crash Bandicoot.
Not even on that?
No. Yeah, if it's a new gameplay experience, yeah. I'm talking about graphical bumps. I can't do that.
No.
I can't co-sign on that.
That game should have been 40 max.
I better feel like I'm in Skyrim. Like
for $60.
I better be cold.
Feel like, yeah.
VR.
I better go Vosro Da and actually my screen breaks. Like yeah.
He just goes flying out the window.
Yeah, exactly. They I'm
or
sorry.
Feel the wind when the dragon flies.
But it's only for a remaster or remakes or whatever. Like you've done it twice. There's nothing you can tell me that justifies a graphical bump and you paying it twice, full price.
Yeah.
We already talked about the Overwatch. That's already been a thing.
Although I did get to play it on the PTR today. And we talked about it on Wednesday. We talked about that level Oasis where there's cars in it.
Yeah,
and
I saw the cars.
Yeah.
No purpose for them to be.
No purpose in them because... So I played it as... It's a control point level. Hmm. And if that's the only time that you're going to be on that is for control point games, you can literally just avoid the cars. You don't even need to go near him.
Yeah. Like, I just saw Corey play it, and he just ran into a car.
Yeah, I wanted to see. I was like, okay, there. Like you walk off and to go to the point, it's clearly a left. Like
right.
You're heading that area. And then to the right, on the edge of the map, what it looks like is like a freeway.
Yeah.
And it was the big tanky Reinhardt, who looks like he's three times the size of any of those cars, stood in front of it and just insta-death.
Oh, well, I mean, how fast are them cars going? It's the future.
I guess.
I would. I would say that the only time that you're gonna interact with those guards is if there's like a team fight next to the spawn point.
Hmm.
It's gonna be a Lucio that pushes you into those guards.
If you get close enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're really far off.
Yeah. It's
he had to run
way,
out there, right?
It's way off.
Yeah. I had to take a trip.
It's way.
I had to take an Uber to get over.
Maybe
to the
it was just added just for looks.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, nobody's gonna go out there. It's just
flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit off the gaming a little bit. I just saw this right now. It says that PewDiePie swears he'll delete his channel at 50 million subs. I don't why.
Pushing to get the subs?
He says I'll delete my channel once I hit 50 million with a straight face. I think it's gonna be pretty fun. I'm excited to delete my channel, start fresh.
Wait, hang on, go back
just
up.
Be like a normal person
start
and release your nudes.
With a new shitty channel, probably. I won't quit YouTube. I'll just delete the channel. So he's going to delete the channel. He's going to start a new channel.
Yeah.
All of the subs from his current channel are going to go and sub to his
and he gets
new
50,
channel.
Yeah, he gets 50 million again. Boom.
Is that like a contract deal, automatic renegotiate with the
What's
YouTube?
What's the point in that?
I don't know, but I think he's on YouTube Red, right? He had a show on YouTube Red?
All those big ones are, yeah.
So, I mean...
I wouldn't be surprised if he's like a part
Anybody
owner
a subscriber
of YouTube Red.
To YouTube Red?
He and that's yeah. Why? An update today came up where he I guess tweeted says I'm pulling 2 million views per video with 50 million subs. I'd rather restart and get rid of an active account and piss people off in the process. Thanks.
I'd rather restart and get rid of an inactive accounts.
So like. All the accounts that aren't being used, I guess.
Oh, so he's saying he's only getting... Okay, so if he has 50 million subs...
But he's getting 2 million per view.
But he's only getting 2 million views per video, then there's 48 million subs that aren't active. So he'd rather go and have 100% activity on his videos than... from a stat standpoint, I could see where he's coming from. I still think it's dumb.
Here's the question. Can he do it?
Yeah.
Can he get those people to just switch over?
He can, because there's been somebody else. Her name is Grace Helbig.
Mm-hmm.
She was with one of those networks, My Damn Channel.
Okay.
And there was a there was a dispute over if her content was the ownership of her or of My Damn Channel.
Okay.
She wanted to kind of do her own thing, and they said, okay, well, if you're doing that, then we're keeping the channel name, we're keeping the segments names, we're keeping all of this stuff.
Wow.
So she had to say she didn't want to be with them anymore. She wanted to renegotiate and have her own deal. And they said no. So she canceled that channel and started a new one. It took her a week before she was back up in the millions.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah, it could be those big name YouTubers. They have such a cult following that's not a problem.
I'm just looking at his Twitter page here. He has nearly 10 million on Twitter.
That's freaking ridiculous.
So those aren't going anywhere. And
just tweet out his new one.
That's what he's going to use to promote. And then who knows what his Facebook has and whatever.
Yeah.
Other deals he has worked out for advertising. Dude's rich, right? He can drop money on paid advertising.
YouTubing right now, and he's fine.
Yeah, he's just doing... I think it's interesting. It got us talking about him.
Yeah.
How often do we talk about PewDiePie?
I'd never.
It's not like the butt of a
PewDiePie.
Joke.
PewDiePie.
Yeah, that's true.
Any of us watch the Video Game Award?
No.
Oh, come on, guys. You had to watch the video game. We're video gamers.
Yep.
I watched it. Keeley and Joe McHale do it again.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
It's the greatest show.
Well, let's go over some of the big winners of the night, of course. Game of the year. Do you know who won that one?
Overwatch. I do. I do know about that one.
Well, I mean, hey, it was only one contender. Everybody.
Do you agree, though? Overwatch won Game of the Year.
I didn't see the nominations. Who else?
I got them right here.
Okay, show me up.
Doom.
Mm.
Inside.
Okay. Inside what?
Inside the game.
Oh, Doom Inside.
Inside. Wait, you're inside the game.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Is it VR?
Inside. You know the game. Inside. It's by the same people who made
Outside.
Outside.
No.
Over there?
On the side?
No, I hate you.
Adjacent?
I hate you all. And because you guys just did that...
That's terrible.
...tells me you guys are on the same wavelength, which is scary.
Well, I'm sitting in this chair over here.
And I'm not sure whether... I'm not sure whether Webb rose to Aaron's level, or if Aaron...
We met somewhere in the middle.
He sunk
down to Webb's level?
It was a halfway.
Yeah. We met somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Yep.
I
don't even want to talk to you guys. They made the game Limbo, if you guys were actually
okay.
They made Game of the Year. Other nominees were Titanfall 2 or the one I kind of figured would have won, Uncharted 4.
Ooh. So then there's only two games in that category, Uncharted 4 and Overwatch.
Yeah. I want to know who Titanfall 2 sucked to get nominated for Game of the Year.
Yeah. Whoa.
I want to know who's zipping up their pants and some EA executive is walking out the... Because that seems like one of these things doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
It's clearly Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
But it was a good game, though. You can't deny that.
It was a good game, but it was not anywhere near should be in the running for Game of the Year.
Was the story mode any good?
There was...
It's decent.
Yeah, I mean,
you finish it?
He played it. No, he didn't finish.
So far, it's decent.
Oh, okay.
No, I.
That's the only thing that had me interested was what they were going to do with the story mode. Because I expected one in the first one, and that obviously never.
The story mode in this one, you actually know why, like, what the war is. Why are you in a mech? Kind of history behind having this mech, and then it's kind of like you have this bond with it.
Yeah.
But look at other games that came out this year that could have easily filled Titanfall 2's spot.
Like?
Dark Souls 3.
Okay.
Mass cult following. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know.
And did what it was supposed to do. It didn't come out. You didn't hear like, oh, major bugs.
But if you played one Dark Souls, did you play them all?
No. They kind of had a different difficulty vibe to them.
Besides what monster killed
easy.
You?
Easy.
Well, didn't we also have like The Division? I feel like the Division had more hype for longer.
That's true. Than Titanfall, yeah, Titanfall 2 only came out like what, like a month ago.
Yeah, and then
but I mean, how long ago the Division came out? Like in freaking May.
And then when it got forgotten, it got forgotten.
Yeah, it was like
until shelf. very recently.
Did. I mean, we forgot
it. The world forgot it. This new update,
so. 6 months later.
Yeah, this update brought it back into the light, but the. When it got forgotten, it literally got it piled had over.
Okay, I'll keep going. Other ones that deserve the spot better than Titanfall 2. Battlefield 1.
Yes.
More people on that. More excitement about that game.
Yeah, because that's still rolling.
I played them both. I personally like Battlefield 1 better. I mean, it was a pretty shallow year, come to think of it.
Yeah.
But
those ones alone probably deserve it more.
Well, so, Overwatch 1 anyway, so I mean.
Overwatch 1, I don't know. Although I love the game and it's my personal choice, no campaign. I don't know.
But the events.
The cultural impact.
The events, the cultural impact.
Yeah.
The character designs.
I mean, the fact it's only been out for what? Like 7 months? And it's already at the point that it's at now?
It's a phenomenon. And this is a game I think is going to be popular for years to come.
Yeah.
The lore alone is interesting enough.
I want a story mode again.
Give it time.
I do. Seriously do.
Yep.
The categories they had best mobile, handheld, of course, went to Pokemon Go.
What else was even nominated?
There was Pokemon Go Lite.
Yeah. Wow. The Pocket Edition.
Yeah, the Pocket Edition.
The Pocket Edition of the mobile game.
The Pocket of Pocket Edition, yeah.
Is that what you play in your Tamagotchi?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Looks like the other ones were Clash Royale, Fire Emblem, Fates, Monster Hunter Generations, and Severed. Pokemon Go, hands down, though. Even though it was...
For handheld?
What the hell was Monster Hunter
This is
Severed?
Mobile handheld. So this
they combine
best mobile and handheld game.
This is right there.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a big slap to the face of
holy crap.
Some other games.
Look at the technology though in Pokemon Go is incredible.
Yeah,
like, the using even though
incredible. Check yes,
but no. Check how huge.
I think it was the impact. That, yeah, because the technology has already been done. Ingress has been around.
It's the same developers.
Forever. Yeah,
but
so
they improved upon it. With the, you know, the catching mechanics. Because before you were just opening and closing portals and stuff like that. But this was like, you know, for us, we're okay with augmented reality. You know, holding up the camera and seeing a Pikachu on the park bench or whatever.
Yeah.
But it blew 90% of the people who were playing its minds. Because, you know, our aunts and uncles and fathers and mothers and grandmas were playing this damn game.
True.
They'd never seen augmented reality. It blew people's minds. So It technologically, it was impressive. More accessible. More people have phones than, you know, will ever own Vitas or DSs.
Yeah, I mean, speed run through this. Best indie independent game, Inside, from the makers of Adjacent. Best action adventure game, Dishonored 2. What else
best
we got?
Best fighting game, Street Fighter
Best fighting
5.
Game, yeah, but
I
what
feel
else
like that was
there?
The only
yeah,
game.
That's what it really feels like that. Best performance, everybody. Nolan North, how about that?
Oh, yeah, no, wow. Still, his freaking still, just desserts.
Yeah, and then most anticipated game, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wind.
The Wind.
Yes.
You know, best fighting game, I don't think it was so easy as that. I'd say it was a 1-2 with Pokken, because Pokken's...
I thought Pokken came out 2 years ago.
I don't know. It was nominated.
I thought it was like last.
If it was nominated, it means it came out this year. Then.
It was nominated, and I kind of heard a little uproar about Pokken, but.
Not getting the nod?
Yeah, but I think.
Wait, it says initial release 2015.
Yeah,
I think it was December.
We saw people playing it in. We went to.
I think it came out last December.
Valley Comic Con.
Oh, on Wiki it says initial release July 16th.
Legend of Zelda, though, it beat Red Dead, Mass Effect, beat Horizon, Zero Dawn, beat God of War.
Yeah.
As far as most anticipated.
That makes sense, though.
Does it?
Yeah,
Red
because you
Dead,
saw.
Though, bro?
No, you saw gameplay. You saw gameplay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If Red Dead came out and said, this is what we're doing in Red Dead Redemption.
Was the most anticipated?
Most anticipated.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, so
we're gonna have a good 2017.
Oh man, it's gonna be what
it's
the kids say?
It's gonna
be
lit.
Yeah,
it's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be lit.
The kids say lit. That's what they say.
Yep.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Of course, we just we did a off the cuff one. This was no show notes, and I think it actually turned out very well because of all the news that was already there. I would have put
that
all this
just
crap in here.
Banging around the web live.
Yeah.
That's basically all that was.
That's ridiculous. If you have a PC, switch to consoles. They will turn on you. Is what they will do.
You're just bitter.
I sure am. As bitter beer face going on.
You'll be
on.
Better for
That's
it.
That's terrible. I just fixed that old man now. That's,
exactly.
Why would you do that?
Exactly. Head over to, of course, all our social medias and go and follow us and tell your friends, everybody, because
Sat Gamers Expo, man.
Yeah, that's coming up, and we're going to be doing some good things
on
there,
the
actually.
When?
On the
December
11th.
The 11th.
December 11th, everybody.
10 a.m.
Scottish Rite Center?
Yep.
All right. For the real David Webb, Stephen Gutierrez, and Corey behind the ones and two, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you've just been banged thoroughly.
Oh. Good night and good morning.
Good night, good morning.